Blog Talk Radio.
And you know what it is, man. It's your boy E-Max. And yes, we are back on the motherfucking scene. All right? Y'all know what it is, man. Hood Talk Radio. And for all y'all going, we got a new motherfucking number, man. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in tonight to holler at your boy. In the house, man, we got some motherfucking royalty. All right, y'all know always on Hood Talk Radio, we keep royalty in the house, man. We got royalty to the square, you know what I'm saying? That's royalty too. So if all y'all don't understand math a little bit, that's some Einstein-type metaphysical shit. There's two people in the room, and there's two royalty members. Do you understand me? All right, man, welcome back. Welcome back, and I thank you all for tuning in to Hood Talk Radio right here Wednesday night, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is your boy, E-Max the Image. That's right, Cleveland, Ohio zone, and I'm here to bring y'all some shit. In the house, we got my dude, E, motherfucking side. You know what I'm saying? Cold, motherfucking man. And then, you know what I'm saying, right behind me, man, I wish I had the hand claps with the whistles and all of that. We got Playboy Wine in the building, man. Hey, you know something? It's a small-ass world and shit, because I swear, when I ran to the brother the first time, I shook his hand, we talked, and he came on into the studio, man. We in the spot right now, broadcasting live. I ain't recognize him. I ain't even recognize him, man. It's not often that you get to meet some of the coldest artists from the city. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these boys is doing it. And they're doing it, man. So I want to, you know what I'm saying, send all the shout-outs and send props to Playboy Wine, because number one, you know what I'm saying, this ain't the first CD I got from him in a professional packaging. You understand me? How important it is. Make me want to say, damn, dude, where you get your CDs done? Because I'm on that path, too. So, y'all know what to do, man. 646-478-0944. We got to get used to that new phone now, all right? So, I'm going to bring my dudes in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got some new announcements. Yes, we have a new format and everything, so y'all gonna get used to the little intros we're gonna be bringing and all that good shit. So y'all get ready. We gonna bring each side in first before we get ghost on this. Each side. What's up,
man? Yeah, what up? You already know what it is, man. New life, overdrive, movement, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely, we got a lot going on, man. Shout out E-Max, man. Hood Tones Radio, man. We back in the fact, man. Hood Talk, Hood Tones, man. Be looking out, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot going on, man. Shout out that Zulu mixtape, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Overdrive, movement.
Yep, so tell them what's going on, man.
Man, we got a lot going on, man. We got a lot of shows, man. March is a crazy month for me, man. We just did a couple shows in March. We got definitely a CSU show, man. Hip Hop Workshop, a CSU main classroom, 136. Man, on the 7th, we got Pats in the Flats. You know what I'm saying? On the 10th, we got Pats in the Flats. On the 25th, we got the Devil that Door at Club Earth. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely booked up for March, man. It's looking real good on our side.
That's what's up, man. I love to see you still out here grinding and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. You know what I mean? We all up in here. And everybody's pretty much, man, you know, doing they want to. You know what I'm saying? We back in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Everything is A1 general. If y'all know what that is, y'all just got to get down with, you know what I'm saying, what we down with. In Cleveland, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to talk and type at the same time. I ain't that good, you know what I'm saying. I'm not a secretary or anything of that nature. So that's what I do. We're going to bring up some audio. So let's do a little thing with my nigga over here, man. He been sitting there patient. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no John Rose or none of that, but Playboy Wine. What it do, Pippin? You on live.
It's Overdrive, baby. What it do, man?
It's a pleasure to be here with the homie E-Max, man. Hood Talk Radio. Y'all know we holding it down for Cleveland, East Cleveland, the house, East Cleveland stand up. Everybody standing up right now.
All day long, man. You know, I really got to give you props, young blood, because there's a lot of brothers out here that's, you know, saying they doing it, but you doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at your CD here, man, and, you know, I must say, you put in work. You know what I'm saying? I wish y'all could see what I could see soon. Don't worry about that. But the insert alone, you know what I'm saying, it makes you want to listen to the music that's contained therein. So I appreciate, first of all and foremost, you being here.
Most definitely. I appreciate you having me.
The gift, man, I got a T-shirt, man. I can't wait to move to the new spot when I set up the studio. That T-shirt is going on the wall.
I got to bring a couple more for you then, you know.
Because I rep your shit, man. I see that motherfucker over my big ass coming through another hood. You know, I'm fucking down on the top of that shit, man. For real. Go out there with my little.
Overdrive is the movement, man. It started with a mixtape. It started with a mixtape almost going on 2 years now, man. It just grew into everything you see today, from the music to the models to the studio to the clothing line. You know, we just out here, we getting it. It's the Overdrive grind, man. You know,
I support everything you do. You know what I'm saying? All the way down to the tickets, too, man. Goodness gracious. These are business cards?
Yeah, they're the business cards. Yeah.
Man, hey, I swear, man, within 30 days, when y'all gonna get to see what I see. Because in a minute, we really gonna be doing live broadcasting of Ustream out here in Cleveland, Ohio, with the Hood Talk Radio and the Hood Tunes Radio episodes, which will be soon to come. So I'm telling y'all right now, y'all got to stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We got some real hot shit coming for you. Unfortunately, tonight, I didn't get to upload the song early enough. You know what I'm saying? And all of the music that I had from my last switchboard, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, is gone. So I have to basically load up, and I'm glad that you're the first one that we're going to get into. Of course, you know what I'm saying? We keep Al Porter Jr. on the line, you know what I'm saying, with the 137 rounds. I want to send a shout-out
to
them, you know. So basically, we wanted to get into this damn song. I swear I did. As a matter of fact, let me see what I put it over here.
Shout out to Al Porter, man. Hood Famous TV, GMS, man. Most definitely holding it down for the city.
All day long, man. All day long. You know, y'all got to really get down, you know what I'm saying, and have, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, got to get down and go ahead and just, you know, hit us up. Stay tuned to Hood Talk Radio on Wednesday nights. You know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all y'all out there that just like to, you know, listen to people and listen to some great conversations, because we serious out here. We ain't bullshitting, you know what I mean? So for all y'all that don't understand, this is the Cleveland Movement. You know what I'm saying? We got a serious, serious, serious world team in the house, and I can't stress that enough, because it ain't that many people out here really that we, you know, deal with on that type of level professionally or personally. But to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, had an opportunity to have not one, but two. But that's our little commercial, man. We got a little commercial. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just really, what I need y'all to do is stay cool with us and keep your heads up high, because we're getting ready to play around with you right quick. All right? That's not what I want to hear. Give me my fucking shit tonight. That's all right. Okay. See, they know what the fuck I like, man. You know what I'm saying? But we on the truck radio, people.
I can kid with that.
It's called Jack Jazz. You know what I'm saying? It's called Jack Jazz. It's all good, though. But look, y'all, we going to, I don't know what's going on with my switchboard right now because I didn't play that. But they like it. I appreciate that. BTR, y'all good with me right now. So, you know, everything is cool. So the number to call in is 646-478-0944. That's right. This is our first night back in the spot. So what y'all need to do is just, you know what I'm saying, keep that shit moving right now and have a good-ass time. I see what's going on there. Take it to the bed. Can y'all hear this shit in the background? It's real. All right, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
The Drug Talk Radio, they're going to let me have my little say right now. But I'll do it anyway. Because this is my fault. I got two pages open at the same time on this shit. So y'all remember how it go, man. Sometimes we get so busy and we get locked up on the screen that I can't do a damn thing about it.
Big ass bottle.
Yes, big ass bottle, man. Why don't you go ahead and finish that shit, man? I'll ask you.
I'll finish it.
And you know, man. Wait a minute. You know something? Let's start something right here. Now, I know for a motherfucking fact. I can't remember that. That's why. See, they got my switchboards fucked up. They do.
A little shot glass.
Oh, sick. You got to rinse them out, though. It's just a little bit of technical difficulties. It ain't nothing we ain't used to. So y'all just bear with us for a moment. And we're going to try to see. We're going to try to get this shit back cracking like it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? So everybody here it was anticipating, just like I am, the beginning of the new show. We here to give you that shit right now, man. I just want to make sure that I got everything linked in and wobbly, wobbly. So we go to the studio box. It's a lot of new shit that's going on with this Blog Talk Radio shit, man, and I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, all of it because it's just like this. One, two. All right, let's get back to one spot we're doing. Let's try to lock that over there. Let me get my motherfucking page back. 646-478-0944, man. I really just want y'all to understand this is your boy, E-Max. Cleveland, Ohio, Hood Talk Radio. Tonight, I really didn't have much that I wanted to talk about, but I did want to say this. You know, think for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't let another motherfucker tell you what to do, how to pray, how to live, how to love, where to go, how to dress. You know what I'm saying? It's because it's all set up for the control of you. You know what I mean? And you don't want nobody to, you know, control you, do you? I don't think so. Because if you did, you wouldn't want to be fucking around like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody always be on your ass. Somebody always be on your back. You know what I'm saying? It's just like having a boss. You know what I mean? You don't really want no, you know, boss like that to be all on your, you know, motherfucking ass. Dogging you out, telling you what you got to do every 5 fucking minutes.
That's why I became my own boss.
You damn right. That's the only way to be. That's the only fucking way to be, man.
You like being T, man. Y'all know it.
You know? So.
Fucking good. Oh,
hey, that's right. They don't want to do no motherfucking shit live right there. See, they got these new boards and everything, and they making that thing so damn motherfucking hard life. Me, we do basically, man, what the fuck we do out here in Cleveland, Ohio. So, like I was saying, you know what I'm saying, just a minute ago, I want everybody to pretty much understand that right now the world is set up for your listening pleasure, I could say. No music. I don't need no music. So, when we come out, to party, when we go out dressed up, you know what I'm saying, there's none other shit, we got to remember, right, if you watch the news and you pay attention to shit, Ohio is quickly turning into a police state. Aren't y'all? As you start to look around, you start to see more and more and more in the hood. And I ain't understanding this shit. Fucking Ohio State Troopers. I mean, why do we need the motherfucking Ohio State Troopers in the hood? In Cleveland, they motherfuckers from Garfield. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Rangers be putting people over. If you anywhere by a park, watch your ass. You know what I'm saying? Because the motherfuckers is thirsty. They want to pull you over. They want to catch you up on some bullshit and take you to jail. You know what I'm saying? They got their plan to depopulate the planet. And truthfully, man, about sending your ass to jail. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers that's locked up already, really, is like, wait on some lucky shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we just, they put the cushion in the hood, no, we gonna love it. You know what I'm saying? And I swear, it seemed like the younger these motherfuckers is that smoking that cushion, man, as much as I like it, they getting dumber and dumber. You know what I'm saying? I seen the motherfuckers just walk across the street on a green light, nigga, and look at the motherfucker that blew their horn at him like, bitch, you see me walk across the street? Yeah! So, I don't get it. You know what I mean? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody out there to get conscious. We want you to start learning, doing a little bit more reading. Because by this being my pilot episode tonight, you know what I'm saying, I planned to give you a scripted presentation. But I decided that, you know what I'm saying, it would be best for me to come like I always come, inspired. If I'm not inspired to talk to you, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not going to say what apparently I'm being led to say. You know what I'm saying? I try not to make shit up. I try not to over-dramatize shit because right now we live in a world that feeds on drama. You know what I'm saying? So if I can help you to open your eyes and your pineal gland a little bit so that your third eye can get a little bit stronger, because we all got it. You know what I'm saying? Then my job, you know, is continually being done. I ain't ashamed of what I learned. I ain't ashamed of what I believe. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to understand that I ain't no rich man. I ain't from Hollywood, California, nothing. I'm black dude from the motherfucking hood, Cleveland, Ohio. What can I say?
Hood talk, man. Hood talk, man. Respect.
Yeah, it's just some shit that, you know, I decided, what? Well, why the fuck are these motherfucking cops killing everybody? Why? You know what I'm saying? See, the white folks is killing each other, but the cops is killing us. But they blame it on us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't killing ourselves, man. That's what they want you to believe. But I can tell you what.
We killing us too, though, E-Max, man. We killing us too, man. We killing ourselves too.
But we killing ourselves based on the propaganda.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They setting us up for woo-woo, man. We ain't even paying for woo-woo. You know, that's like your dude. That's like your dude girl coming over your house, and she know her dude is your dude. That's your friend. Y'all grew up together, but she taking you on the fuck side. And you tell that bitch, that's my motherfucking nigga. You don't tell me like that, girl. Damn.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? You know I'm a motherfucking man.
Preach.
But you gonna come at me like that? It's the same shit. Oh, it'll be all right. Don't nobody know. Because you're going to want it twice and thrice. And you want some quadruplets. You know,
quintuplets.
No, no, she don't want one. Because if you hit it one time, she's going to crack it. You don't want to hit it no hard. This happens. Come on, tell me this fucking name. It's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? They pit us against each other.
Against they niggas, we speaking on the police. That Overdrive Grind is speaking on every aspect of this hood, man. The hood talk, man. So you know we gonna premiere that today.
Yeah, we got to do that, man. We got to do that. I'm gonna see if I can get that motherfucker on. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. We got a caller, you guys, and someone is listening. All right, let's see if we can bring you in with us. 216-324, you on with E-Max, East Side, Overdrive, right here on Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with? Okay, you just listening. I appreciate that, too. I love you for that. You know what I'm saying? Don't hang up. You keep on listening. Because we appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Right here, Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all check us out every Wednesday night, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Hood Talk Radio. Tonight we got two of Cleveland's premier artists in the studio with us, you know what I'm saying? And we want to send, like I said, we want to send mad props and mad shout out to these brothers because it's raining outside. They made it to the studio, you know what I'm saying? We here broadcasting out of you. Hey, you know what? I gotta say this, man. I got to say this. A couple weeks ago, I was up, you know, early in the morning. I was able to watch the news in the morning for a change, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I saw some shit that fucked me up. Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife.
What?
Hell no. It ain't what you think, though. No. They didn't get caught in the fucking car. They got caught with the hand in the cookie jar. Okay. Okay, these motherfuckers racked up millions of dollars in their, you know, political campaigns and this and that and the other.
Right.
Now, from my understanding, you know, if you're not going to try that extra money that's left over to, you know, your causes or anything like that, I believe it's supposed to go to your favorite charitable organization.
Overdrive. Right.
There we go. Overdrive. We got it on the match.
Right. Yeah.
What? This motherfucker took the money and started buying Rollies and Minks and fucking Oscar skin coats and Range Rovers and those voices and shit. He's part of Congress, a little bit of Senate. You know, that's a low ranking motherfucker, nigga. You know, high ranking nigga with a low ranking, you know what I'm saying, official in government. But at the same time, he took the money that was left over from his campaign. He started just raining on him and his wife. And so the feds was like, hold on, nigga, what you doing? And he was like, what? Just because they paid the same time, you motherfuckers better not make that your money.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got the job, that's good. You shouldn't apply some of that motherfucker to some new office furniture. Throw some pencils in the school. Use some new SD cards in the photography class. You know, that type
most
of shit.
Most definitely.
This motherfucker went and bought his wife $250,000 mink coat.
Damn.
I don't know how much they said his rugby was worth, but they told her. They told her, look here, your ass gonna go to jail too. So she said, I can't go to jail. She's like, all you gotta say is this. If that motherfucker go for a plea deal, just say you knew all along what he was doing and we'll leave you alone. Tell that bitch just say it.
She didn't say it, man. She ain't say it.
That motherfucker's about taking 5 years right now.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Okay. This is a very significant thing because this is Jesse Jackson's son.
Right, right.
Okay, this is the basis of Hood Talk Radio. Now, we some ordinary people from the hood. Now, mind you, we got bullshit in the house. But ain't nobody here got no TV show. Ain't nobody got no internet corporation and all this.
I got a TV show. It's called Time Warner.
Time Warner. And they charge you your ass, ain't it? I mean, everything costs. Everything costs. But the point I'm trying to make here, this is the point. You can take a nigga out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the nigga. What a nigga do that they never had nothing when he gets something?
He fuck it up.
Jesse Jackson didn't teach the motherfuckers the power of money and what money is supposed to do. See, leftover motherfuckers' money, and I always say this, and I can say this old cliche, but I say it from the other way. The wrong niggas always get up. You know what I'm saying? He might have been doing a good job, but his judgment. See, he exercised poor judgment, and now he can't go to prison. It's not the fact that he took the money and spent it on his own personal shit. The motherfucker's been doing that forever. He black. See, he forgot his fucking place. See, when you fucking around, you working in the white man's office, you is the coffee motherfucker. We need some coffee, Jesse. Okay. As long as I get to keep making that $150,000, so if you want to sell out, sell all the way out.
Right, right.
Don't sell out and get fuck up and steal from them motherfuckers. That's like getting $1 million job and hitting the safe. My boss leave the safe open. He got jewels and everything in that bitch. But your paycheck over $5,000 a week, and you going to go rob that motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. That's exactly what they did. And the only way she got scot-free, and they're going to watch her ass now because the IRS going to be in on it. You know what I'm saying? The World Bank, you know, they're going to send out their little legions to the Federal Reserve and all of that shit, and there's going to be some more charges coming down. Because he's going to get in jail, and they're going to plan the motherfucking friendly snitching there. He's going to run it all down. Oh, man, my wife, man, she was the one told me to do all that shit. And they're going to have her ass in handcuffs. What you saying? Yeah, bitch, but that's before he started talking.
Oh, man.
I don't got no sympathy for the motherfucker, man. He's supposed to be representing the people. Seriously, Hood Talk Radio. That's why we call it Hood Talk Radio. But some of y'all that don't understand, Hood can also be transcribed and or, you know, what did it say about the old hieroglyphics? Deciphered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can analyze these words. You can define them also as community talk radio. So Hood Talk Radio, i.e. community talk radio. But community talk radio does not represent the community in which I represent. I represent the hood, which is my community.
Okay.
Now, the thing about me, I ain't no Alex Jones and this and that and the other, but I like Alex Jones. I love Alex Jones. I'm not on the right wing. I'm not on the left wing. Lately, I've been learning the purpose and the job of the Republicans. I don't know what the fuck we've been Democrats for all this time. It's black folks. It's business. See, I get into it with a lot of people. I won't say get into it. I will call those discussions. Some people call it debates. Debates are violent. They set out to prove somebody wrong. What I set out to do is inform people. If I've been made aware of something that I think is pertinent to the elevation of my brother and my sister and my mother, you know what I'm saying, and my nieces and my nephews that's just out here looking for direction, if they could just hear some of the things that I learned. Because me, I came from the fucking street. I'm straight out the fucking hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to move back in the motherfucking hood. Motherfuckers like, you ain't scared of mine? For what? Scared of what, mom? For what? We got a cold. Don't fuck up. Turn the motherfucking light off. Close the door. Shut your motherfucking, turn the radio up. You don't want to hear that motherfuckers upstairs arguing because they're going to be fucking in a minute. You know? So,
stop snitching, man.
Sometimes, and I'm going to tell you about your baby at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to tell you about him. Okay? Now, he got big ass sack, kush, pills, dope, whatever. Sitting in the driveway, fucked up.
Talk, baby.
On the phone with his gat in his lap. All right? Talking to his girl, trying to come up on some action. You understand? And a little hood nigga. A little hood nigga been watching him. And I'm going to get that nigga. That professor's out, whatever
that is.
But the thing I'm trying to make is, I used to be out there at motherfucking 3 o'clock in the morning, strapped tight with two pistols and one in the cut. Two bags of motherfucking dope and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, when motherfuckers start shooting at us, we knew what it was. It wasn't no faking. You know what I'm saying? We was out there doing what we was doing. Hit 3 o'clock in the morning, and some niggas came up throwing heat at us. If somebody would have got caught by a piece of that fire, you know what my mama would have said? Not my baby, man. Not my baby. Your baby out here turns up with the hoods and thugs, covering himself thugs. Not my baby. You know? I love your son. That was my nigga. But he was standing tall like soldiers, like the rest of us in the hood on the block. And there's some thirsty niggas out there that feel like, instead of putting in work, I'm just going to take it from somebody, nigga. That's how I'm going to put in work.
Right.
And because there's niggas out there like that, and your baby knew, he should exercise better judgment. You know? I feel for your losses. I honestly do. But in every situation, I do not believe anybody is innocent. Now, I feel for all of the people. I lost people from stupid shit. But when you live in a crime-ridden neighborhood, first of all, accept that. Take the scales off of your eyes and realize people get shot everywhere. It's all over the motherfucking notes. All right, here go a little PSA for all my niggas that's grinding out there. Fuck serving a nigga in a dark hallway. Fuck following a motherfucker through the alley. Nigga, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Step right. We used to have our shit out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never get called to fly by myself. Not until 3 o'clock in the morning. If something happened to me, somebody knew and was right there with me. All the fucking time. Can't be greedy.
My advice to them is put that bread up, man. Invest in yourself, man. You can't be in the game forever.
Yeah.
Can't be in the game forever, man. You know, it's only a few ways out, man. Y'all know that life y'all live, you know. Put that bread up. Invest in something, man.
Right.
That's the reason you started hustling. Niggas started hustling because they ain't had shit.
Right.
Niggas started hustling because they want to do better. You know, niggas started hustling because they want to get their moms out the hood. They want to get their family out the hood. Don't ever forget what you started doing this shit for, man.
Yeah,
that's my advice.
That's right. So all my niggas are doing good at it. Apparently, you got that motherfucking knowledge for how to make money.
Right.
So why don't you turn that into a lucrative business? You know what I'm saying? All you got to do. You be on Facebook, you be on Twitter, you got a couple songs on Reverb Nation, you be on that shit all the time, Zeus, tagged, and all the other little horny bitch motherfucking websites out there. Why don't you spend some of that, invest some of that time and take an online class? And believe it or not, you can get a gang of knowledge for free. Just type in what you want to know. Me personally, I just learned what money is.
What's money, E-Max?
Money is a tool that is used to create another stack of capital. See, we don't, we call it, poor people call it money.
Right.
But the people that understand what it's for call it capital. Money is what poor people use in the paper shit. You know, we want to get away from the paper shit because the paper shit you can put in your pocket and they can stick it for us.
Right, right.
See, that digital shit is where we're trying to go.
What's that?
See, that digital shit is where you can say, hey, I need to borrow 1.5. And the Federal Reserve print it up for you and roll it out to your shit on the cart.
Right. All right.
With your security around you. And they go, what the fuck is this nigga needing 1.5 from the Federal Reserve? I got the whole community to feed.
And y'all go on iTunes and support Playboy Wine digitally, man.
That's what you do.
Most definitely, man.
That's what you do. Hey, man, definitely, man. It's that rebirth basis, man. Oh, yeah.
East side of the building. I definitely want to say most of all before we even continue this conversation, man. Big up for Overdrive, man. One more time, man. EC, stand up, man. RIP Lil Sad, man. You already know L's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's the dude that got killed.
Yeah,
out
that's my little homie, like, Wednesday, you know, man. Lost his life.
You know what I'm saying? He called up Big Trey.
Nerd swag, baby.
Yeah.
Guala Vance, what's up?
I wasn't talking about the first people, you know. I just wanted to, you know, do that little disclaimer. I wasn't talking about it personally. It was just 3 o'clock in the morning, witching hour, so, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
I always use 3 o'clock in the morning as an example. Because I was
up
at 3 o'clock, and I've seen shit happen and it's all in front of me. So, I mean, you know, I understand what the life is like. I feel like I was, you know, blessed or it's a purpose for me being here today. You know what I'm saying? I felt the passion. I'm, you know, I'm scratching my face like, woo, what the fuck is that?
Most definitely.
I've been there, so I know, you know what I'm saying, from, you know what I'm saying, point one experience, man, pulling triggers. Niggas pulling triggers at me, my brothers, my crew, my niggas. I'm sitting watching my cousin and my nigga having a shootout. Who the fuck said that?
And it's becoming too common, man. Death is becoming too common. We so desensitized to losing niggas, man. This, we just lost L. Dre. Throw your L's up, RP L. Dre. You know, we just lost L. Dre. We lost Sad. I mean, it's time for niggas to get up out of here, man.
The whole thing is that if we stand, if the word that the powers that be are afraid of is unity.
Right.
See, I want everybody out there to take a look at the DHS. Don't nobody supposed to know about that. You know, ever since 9/11. Right. The Department of Homeland Security started going haywire. They done bought up millions of pounds of ammunition. All these guns that's being banned in our communities, and us as private citizens who have the constitution and privilege to protect ourselves, arms ourselves, and they will have you to believe that is to protect yourselves from you.
Right.
It was to protect yourselves from impossible, tyrannical government. That's what it was all about. Because, what we failed to realize is that when they constructed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that, it was during the time when the country was in the most unsettled place. Nothing was concrete. They were trying to figure out what to do with the slaves. They had emancipated the slaves. It was just means, transfers, ownership. See, the motherfuckers up north needed motherfuckers to come and crank up them factories and oil refineries and shit that they had just built, the ships and the warbirds and the Rockefeller Command. Okay?
Right.
So, because the South was so rich and they was getting all that money on that free ass labor, they decided that we're going to secede from the Union. Because if these motherfuckers come out here, then if we are part of the United States, then they'll have the right to not only take our property,
which they did, and they took the property and gave it to all free slaves because they didn't teach them nothing. Half of them motherfuckers didn't know how to read and write, and the ones that did, they killed them motherfuckers. They started teaching the other ones, even after they was emancipated. See, the poor whites was upset because now we got a whole bunch of ex-slaves competing for the same jobs. The fucking thing was that they knew that the slaves could do a better job than because they were supposed to do this shit. So imagine getting paid to do what motherfuckers was whipping your ass off.
Right, right.
You gonna surpass everybody that come up next to you. And the poor monkeys down there. See, with the red flags and all that bullshit. See, the rich monkeys, they was like family members to them. They thought they was doing us a favor. Would you believe that? When they freed the slaves, and then slaves was like, fuck hell yeah! Get the fuck out of here. And the slave masters was like, you gonna leave me? Get the fuck out of here, man. You beat my ass that motherfucker day? Because I ain't getting fast enough? Get the shit. You fucking my woman? You take me to another plantation? Kicking my ass, making me keep that other brother on me for no treatment. His bitch got my baby, and I ain't gonna ever see my own kid. This is what they did to us. And all they were doing, guess what they were reading? The Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. They used Christianity and Jesus and everything else to justify everything they did. That's why all teachers are so popular and powerful because they base in justification and redemption, salvation, freedom. All right? So the Lord told me that because I cut your nuts off because you didn't want to be a slave, that I'm justified. You see, I have not been convicted of anything. That's why Bishop Eddie Long is still fucking boys. That's why the motherfucking priests over there in the Vatican and in Rome and the Catholic Church still fucking boys. Because in the eyes of man, you might be one of them. But in the eyes of God, you have been justified. You have been cleared of all charges. If you just believe. If you believe in Jesus, now ain't no other way to get salvation except through Jesus. Now, young man, I'm going to get ready to cut your motherfucking ear off because I said your name is Toby. And you keep saying, Kente. And you say, all you motherfucking slaves come out here right now. And you have all the slaves sitting in front of me and you're telling me, his name is Toby. And if I hear any of y'all call on Kente, I'm going to whoop your ass till you go. And all the ones who get strung up on the pole. Now, this is from that fabricated as Alan Taylor's book, Roots, which was proven to be plagiarized. He stole it from a poor motherfucker. And when they found out that that part was true, he settled a court for about $650,000. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. You are on with EMAX. Each side.
Playboy,
no drive, baby. Y'all going out there and support that. You know what I'm saying? Team Takeoff.
Call that mixtape, man. Cop that mixtape, that
Overdrive
mixtape, man.
We got, we on iTunes, all the singles on iTunes. We got like 7 singles on iTunes right now. We just dropped Main Course, the mixtape. That's on live mixtape. We dropped that January 1st. Yes, Overdrive is on that pitch. Man, we working, man.
Working. Yeah, getting it in.
Blue Collar Grind coming soon, man.
That's right.
Y'all know what it is, man. We up in this piece doing our 1-2. I just want to just, you know, bring a little knowledge to y'all, man. You know, so I want everybody to check this out right now. In the back of my mind, I was wondering, because, you know, you had all these scientists, archaeologists, Egyptologists, and you know, all these ancient red facts, okay? It says that all races come from the black man.
Right.
Okay? Well, for
I want y'all to all check this shit out. All right, go to Google, Yahoo, whatever you're searching, find it. Type in Yakub, the big-headed scientist. You spell it Y-A-K-U-B. All right? English translation for Yakub is Jacob. All right? Jacob is the one that in the Bible wrestled with God and they said he won. And he grabbed on God. I know God. I'm not going to let you go because God said, okay, I'm tired, son. Come on, let me go. We had fun. Gotta go. He said, no, I don't let you go because you even let me. All right? And then from there on, that's when everybody else, you know, pretty much came into existence. But I don't know, man. It's just so much information out there that it'll cause you to learn more. And one thing I have found that is true, the more you learn, the more knowledge you have, the more sorrow it's in your life. Because it's like now you understand why shit is the way it is.
Right, right.
And that being an individual, one voice, there's really nothing you can do about it. You know what I'm saying? You could be the all-powerful God that endowed you with all the money in the world. But if you the only wolf riding the street, ain't nobody gonna hear you. You know, I'll bring your ass over. You know what I'm saying? So we must open our minds. Okay, I'm not telling you to drop your religion. Me personally, I stepped away from religion. I adopted my spiritual nature and I prayed to one God, the Creator. You know what I'm saying? In human or theologistic terms, if that's a word, I'm a monotheist person. I have subscribed to monotheism. I only pray to one God. And that's because man has twisted and has turned this religion thing into a profitable business. Okay? So y'all take a grasp on that. Read your Bible not from the standpoint of which they made you to believe the reading, like they're talking to you. They were talking to the people that were sitting in front of them at that time. Okay? Read the end parts of the New Testament a little bit further. Just do a little bit more research. Because you'll find that, as and I quote Pastor Ray Hagin's, it's a Paulinian doctrine, unquote. Now, my understanding of the Paulinian doctrine, especially after I have reread it and studied some of the notes that I've taken, based on the information that I received outside of educational facility, school, to y'all don't understand. I didn't learn in church that there was Jesus. Okay? Learned about Muhammad. One thing I do understand about all these other gods and all of these other faith principles, they didn't create shit. Now, you know, they all turn wine. It's about four of them. I can name four of them right now. Krishna, born on December 25th. Yes, sir, in the manger. Was crucified and was resurrected 3 days later. Krishna, that's the Hindu god, okay? That's the Hindu version of Jesus. I ain't never heard of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad laying down and getting up 3 days later. I heard he had 6 kids by his secretary, so he was fucking bitches all over the place. So he couldn't have been the messenger of God. He was, you know, using his carnal body to fulfill his own lustful ass, you know, saying ideals. So, you know, that scratched him off of my plate because he's an average man. Now, one thing that I never learned that Jesus was, you know, saying, you know, he had a girlfriend. But lately I've been seeing all kinds of shit that Mary Magdalene, you know, might have been pregnant. Sometimes they do that. So I want y'all to understand that Hood Talk Radio is more than just You know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know, world history and religion. We talk about community shit, too. We tired of the police shooting everybody and getting away with the shit. Like, you know. I know it. But we just tired of that shit. So y'all understand that we fucking tired of that shit, right? So y'all can call us, make your comments. You can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio. That's right. Okay. I'm Emax the Image, your host, and I will be back in a moment. Y'all can listen to this track right quick while we try to get some unloaded.
And I
Talking about 646-478-0944. This your boy E Max Image Man. And we up there in the live spot. You know what I'm saying? Hood Talk Radio. First edition. You know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be here in March, but I just couldn't wait. There's just too much shit going on, man, that can't be explained away. You know? And I had some fucking articles in my bag that I picked up out of the newspaper that I didn't see in the Plain Dealer. You know what I'm saying? I was in the News Herald. You know what I'm saying? That's a Willoughby Wet Slate, you know, out there magazine, white folks magazine, newspaper. And when President Obama was first elected, you know what I'm saying, he was like standoffish about the gay marriage issue. So, the Supreme Court was like, fuck it, you don't want to, you know, stand firm on it, we're going to stand firm on it. No! Because he made the motherfucking thing. Yep. This nigga done stood on executive order at least twice now. Okay? It was some shit about this gun control thing. You know what I mean? Let me hit y'all motherfuckers out there to what gun control was all about. The history of gun control was about not letting African-Americans have guns. Yeah. They couldn't control us if we was armed. See, for whatever reason, it's always been about the fucking black folks. And the reason being is because if nobody knows that we were the originators of every fucking thing, even the white folks. Okay? They came from our motherfucking DNA. It's the bad side. The albinoids. You know what I'm saying? The Rubenoids. That's what they call them. You know what I'm saying? We came out of all different shades. You know what I'm saying? It was an experiment. You know what I'm saying? The whole earth was filled with what they call ebonoid people. Negroid and all of that shit was a name that the fucking Europeans decided to give us because they couldn't describe
who the fuck we were. Dark skinned people. So with El Negro. You know what I'm saying? It's French stuff. I mean, the Spanish. The Spaniards. El Negros. Yeah, I mean, dark. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But the El Blancos, because they was in power. And the reason why they got in power was because they fucking sent, they snakes in and took over Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Once they took over Egypt, everybody came in there and looted that motherfucker. The Romans stole it from the Greeks, who stole it from the motherfucking Europeans, and they still in that now. So now it's okay, we can't keep killing each other, so it's the Roman Catholic Church. You know what I'm saying? The Romans worship many gods. So they are polytheistic, okay, many gods. But they play this Christian role to get that money. You know? Did you know that the Vatican was under a fucking investigation? They can't do no more motherfucking business. Now, what the fuck can church mean with credit cards? Why you gotta take credit card church? You know? So, I don't know, man, but I want all of y'all to understand that everything has been planned out from the beginning. In the last episodes, in the last broadcast of Little Talk Radio, we started talking about Agenda 21. Do not forget about Agenda 21. All right? If some of y'all don't know, Agenda 21 is the redistribution of the land and the reappointment of areas where human beings are allowed to habitate. Otherwise, it's all for the animals. Y'all got to read up on Monsanto, all right, and genetically modified organisms. In other words, food. The food we eat. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget about that. You know, it's a whole lot of shit. And I want all of y'all not to let the media's portrayal of all the violence that's going on in our country, believe it or not, all of this shit they make in big time news is really just like isolated incidents off in the woods where white folks is killing white folks. They finally realizing that they slaves too. And that's what I find to be hilarious. I find it to be hilarious.
Oh my God, they're taking everything away from us, our rights and our freedoms and this and that and the other.
Welcome to the Black Experience. Now, to my black folks. Oh. See, what we need to do is realize that the white folks have turned their egg into a yolk and go ahead and turn the fire on their motherfucking ass. Cook them up, eat them, ingest them, shit them out. And we'll be another planet full of ebonoid people. You understand me? That's right. We got to start over with that experiment, man. We gonna, you know, if we could bring Yakub up out the grave and slap his ass a few times, you know what I'm saying, beat him up in that big-ass head that he got, maybe he would have got it right. You know? So, I want all you to understand, we don't hate. It's not about hatred. At least not for us. It's more us about leaving us the fuck alone, letting us do what we want to do. We can build our own economies. We can build our own global markets. We can build our own pyramids. You just leave us alone. You know what I mean? Some people would call that being a separatist, but I call it being black. Leave us the fuck alone. Let us have our own. Y'all had your own for 6,000 years. Oops, did I let the cat out the bag? Did I know y'all reign is about to be over? Ha ha ha. 6,000 years, you poor motherfucker. 6,000 years is coming to a close. Indeed. And the powers that be, those that have the money to know these things, they know. They know. So y'all, I want all of y'all out there, don't forget Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know? You must develop your business mind. If you don't, we'll be hungry. All right? Let's see what else I want to remind y'all about. The Gwin Towers.
okay? Don't forget about the Grand Towers. Every cell phone tower that you see out there ain't always a cell phone tower, okay? They're called Grand Towers. Go on YouTube, type in Grand Towers. Go CNN, type in Grand Towers. Google it. That's right, it's spelled the way it sounds, G-W-E-N. Gwen Towers. All right, see what they for. All right, I want to send a shout-out to my girl, Ms. Contagious, and Ms. Nikki over at Border Restless Radio out of Houston, Texas. Appreciate y'all love. And your boy is back, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets. You know what I'm saying? I believe our first broadcast from Man in the Streets will be next Monday. Okay, yeah, I think next Monday will be our first broadcast of Man in the Street. We'll see if we can't get back ball rolling. I'm pretty sure y'all anxious to hear, you know what I'm saying, what Al Porter got to say. So it's been a lot of things going on in our city, man, and I just could not contain myself. You know what I'm saying? It's just been that fucked up. I mean, there's been some shit happening in front of my house. And some of y'all catching my YouTube channel, you will know and you will see it. And you're like, damn, this nigga is just like, what? So, I think that we have brought out a few interesting points worth noting and worth doing a little research on your own. I'm only saying for y'all to check it out for yourself. You don't have to believe me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people that believe anything somebody tell me either. So for me to pick up on some shit and sit here and talk to you about it for an hour and a half, apparently it made an impact on my life. So I would like for it to make an impact on yours. You understand me?
Overdrive.
Let me see if I can get some magic for jumping off right quick. You know what I mean? We're going to see if we can't do some things that's not been done before. Okay? And so, let's see what we can do right quick. I'm doing this show. Hmm? And we're getting ready to whack. See what we can get. All right, so what y'all need to do is keep in touch with us. Cop the mixtape. Zoom it, baby. Cop it. Cop that motherfucker. That
motherfucker, main course, too. We have to download that motherfucker.
Okay, what song you want me to? Let's see if I can put a light up. You got the Viagra Blue? Yeah, I got that motherfucker. That's my shit right there. And we got Zulu. So that's what it do. See, we got Zulu. Yes, what's up? So let's see. We can't open that one up right quick and do some things in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Good Talk Radio is basically here for you. This is your Community Action Center. You see, for all of y'all that don't know, we're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we are broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. And there's a whole lot of madness going on out here in our city. And I don't want y'all to be discouraged at all. You see, don't be discouraged at all. And what we do, you know what I'm saying? So we here for you. If it's something that we talk about and you want to know, if it's something that we talking about and you think we wrong, you know, you got the right to call in and check. So what we do is what we do, you know what I'm saying? So everybody know, we got you sat in the house, Playboy Wine, try to upload this Overdrive, yeah, and try to get it in. And sometimes during the show we have a little issue. And then it is, you know, what they call prime time. And just do a little research. I understand how the internet is affected during prime time. So I don't give a fuck if you got a Mac or anything else. You know, it'll work on you. You know what I'm saying? 646. Mm-hmm. And y'all know the rest of that number. It's 478-0944. Now, I've been blessed, man. I got a T-shirt, dude. I got a CD. I got a stack of CDs to pass out to y'all. So when y'all see me out in the land, y'all know what I'm saying? Let me get that loaded, man. That Overdrive, baby. Let me get that. You know, I'm going to put that on you. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just be patient. We're going to get it in. I'm trying to take over the city. You know what I'm saying? Eastside started that takeover shit. King takeover. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. So what's up with Mikey Dots?
E-Max keeping his soul hood in here right now, man. I don't even know what he got me sipping, man. He's trying to get me fucked up, though, man. He's trying to get me zooted, man.
That's crazy, off
there, man. Off in the studio, man.
That's what we do.
I respect it.
You know what I'm saying? Especially on Friday nights, man. Turn to a party. You know what I'm saying? Hood Tones Radio. You know what I'm saying? Now, this Friday night, man, well, I can't say that because, you know what I'm saying? I put it like this, man. We may end up doing a late show Friday because, you know, I got to move the rest of the shit to the new studio. So once we set the new spot, then I know, man, going to work tomorrow, I might not make it Friday. I might just be on the setup mode all day Friday because I got to be out here before sundown Friday night.
Right.
Yeah, I'm coming to get you shit when I get off work Friday, man. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yes, man.
Yes, indeed, Joe. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement out here in the city, man. We just want everybody to be a part of that on the positive side. Because ain't nobody really, you know, getting together and doing positive things, man. We got to make a difference for ourselves, really not worry about what the other motherfuckers doing. That's what started the whole shit in the beginning.
That's what this movement about, E-Max. That's what this movement about. That's what this Overdrive movement about. It's about bringing everybody together, man, trying to get the city, trying to get the people up out of here, man. Shout out to the Overdrivers, Lady Overdrive, Trouble the Aviator, man, Mary Jane, the whole Drive team, man. So we're going to put on like no other Cleveland artist has done, man. Nobody came back and represented like they was supposed to. Nobody came back and built studios or built recreation centers or got niggas out the hood, man. That's what we trying to do. That's what we going to do.
R&B artists did that shit either.
Nobody
done that shit, man. That motherfucker want to keep a nigga hungry. They want you to buy that CD and they don't want to give you nothing back.
Playboy Juan going to do it for y'all, man. Y'all can believe that. The Overdrive movement going to do it for y'all, man. Believe it or get left, man. For real. That's what it is.
What y'all got to understand.
Hey, you got to earn that tribal tattoo, man. We still got some grinding to do, Nate.
What you want to do? Nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down. Super. GTO. So y'all know what it is, man. We got Lady Hill Stars on the roster. You know what I'm saying? We got Tate Tags on the motherfucking roster. We got Eastside on the roster. Man, I'm telling you, man, we got shit for y'all. Friday nights, we got Natural Born Bosses on the roster. Man. So, you know what I'm saying? We blessed D Gambit. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I wish, you know.
Cover that
set. You know. But y'all know what it is, man. We out here in the city, man. And I really can't say that niggas is hungry. We just grinding. Because the hungry niggas, you know what I'm saying, they trying to eat. So, you know what I mean? We grinding shit for that motherfucking paycheck, dude.
Overdrive grind, man. It's a grind, man. Non-stop.
So y'all understand that once the little neck get cut out in the motherfucking platter, it's over with. This is like water running through the side of a mountain, man. Evolution gonna bust that bitch wide open. It ain't that Mother Nature to do. You ain't gotta kick doors no more. We kick doors already. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what's going on out here in Atlanta. Everybody know. Everybody know. And personally, me, myself, Machine Gun Kelly is okay. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't put him up as no representative for the city. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Much mad props. I ain't mad at the little white boy. He's doing his thing. He put himself in a position to get out there.
Right,
so he had help, you know, he had his little, you know, family, he had a little money to put behind him, you know what I'm saying? But that's a plus. You can't never be mad at a motherfucker getting on. And that's one of the other problems that we have in our city. So what? He ain't as good as somebody else. He found that opportunity.
Don't get mad, get motivated, nigga.
Get motivated. So it's up to us as individuals, it's up to us as teams, it's up to us as artists, and it's up to us as students. Because, you know, sometimes as an orator, man, you can offend people that you don't want to offend. You know what I'm saying? I would rather people understand what I'm saying based on, you know what I'm saying, my delivery style and not the fact that I'm trying to force nothing down your throat. You know, a lot of motherfuckers want to force shit down your throat like it's the A1 truth. And there's too much motherfucking shit out there. My nigga Ray Hagan say, if you can think outside this little circumference of the circle, which represents, you know what I'm saying, your awareness level, you know what I'm saying, it's more shit for you to learn. You know what I mean? We always stuck in that one circle. Oh, nigga, please. That motherfucker ain't go out. It's carpet.
Zooty.
But see, the thing is, though, the thing is, it's that circle. See that globe of life right there? See, we only know what's inside the circle. And that's what we think we know. But believe it or not, outside that circle, there's a whole lot more shit that will make what's in that circle seem irrelevant. Because what's in that circle is what we've been taught. Now, what you learn is a total different thing. You have to teach yourself. And if you teach yourself, then you can teach somebody else. And if you can teach yourself, you can teach somebody else how to teach themselves. And that's just how the ball starts.
On that note, be fathers, man. Hey. A lot of y'all out here, man, be fathers, man. Father y'all your kids, man. Raise them right, man.
Raise them right.
Mothers too, man. Raise your kids right, man.
There's a reason why they might invent the Mothers and Fathers Day. To remind you, motherfuckers, that you're responsible for other people's lives.
No, step.
Don't, you know, I lot of my niggas, and I ain't even going to call out no names. That's what I'm used to doing. No, Rodney. You know what I'm saying? Have all these motherfucking kids, man. Be talking about, man, fuck that. That bitch got another nigga, man. Fuck that. Fuck that bitch. But the thing is, though, you know, you fucking ride me, bro. The shit, that bitch hot. She got a hot-ass mouth. That's what made you want to fuck her because she be talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Then y'all get together and you pop out a baby. Now you can't stand that hoe. You know what I'm saying? And because you can't stand that hoe, you don't do nothing for your child. All based on your relationship with the baby mama. You know, guess what? The baby mama going to give up the pussy even more now because she know it affects you. It changed your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't fall in love with a bitch, first of all, that you met at the club and you just wanted to smack.
Right.
It just kind of came through. I had it on pause. Let me put it back. So, you got to remember, man, wear the motherfucking condoms. Okay, Family Dollar sell the Goodyear condoms, dude. You should ram some shit.
Hey, hoes can easily turn into baby mamas, man. So, hey, remember to strap up, man.
Fuck up, dude. Get you some Goodyear. All that motherfucking shit. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all niggas the truth. All that motherfucking shit, Chris Brown and what's that little Trey Songz motherfucking diving in and all that shit. Nigga, that's for them niggas. They got bank. Child support ain't going that good because they can pay a man on this shirt. So,
right.
They can take $1 million. Look, man, if you have millions, say you got $1 million, And your motherfucking baby mama said, fuck you, motherfucker. You know, like my nigga David House, you be like, bitch, this ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? But your baby mama go get some of your money. So if you got millions, shoot motherfucking child for $20 million and see how long it be before the motherfuckers fuck you. About 20 years. Yeah.
Overdrive condoms coming real soon, man. Overdrive condoms.
Right. So, Talk Radio is about more than just me. You know what I'm saying? It's about you. And it's about the whole fucking community, man. So this is how we
216
man. You know it. So we just like to say, you know, shout out to Sexy Ass Miss Coletto. You know what I mean? I got to say that. I always do. So, you know, peace. White chocolate Reese's cup. So, you know, throw you in my mouth to your milk. Slide you on down.
I got a little gravy.
But, you know, that's my thought. That's my thought. I hope I ain't making her boyfriend bad, but I don't really care. So, you know, he a man. He ought to know he got a hot-ass wife. And she in the public eye. Niggas gonna say shit. I'm one of the niggas that's gonna say shit.
Well, yeah, yeah. You gotta get out your chest every day
and get it up. So, the thing is, you know what I'm saying, you can't be afraid. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. So, it's mad, y'all. We out here, we trying to be the best we can be. You know what I'm saying? So y'all support us, man. Support, you know what I'm saying? Get on and get on iTunes. Get on CD Baby. Get on Reverb Nation. I'm saying, look for those artists, man. Look.
Overdrive,
baby. Overdrive, baby.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to see some shit, we got a whole lot of shit coming up new on my YouTube channel. Just go to Emax the Image at YouTube.com. It's EMAXX. THEEMIJJ, all one word. And I got some crazy shit on YouTube. I got Al Porter on YouTube. We got a host of other shit, you know what I'm saying? Some chemtrail shit. Some of the shit we talk about, I got links, you know what I'm saying, to some of the information sources that I have and post on Facebook also. Y'all just got to understand that I believe in what I'm saying, and it's up to you. You make your choice. We've been given that choice. So if you like what I'm saying, all you got to do, holler at your boy, 646-478-0944. If you miss a show, you can always go into the archives, you know what I'm saying? Just like you load our page up online to listen, you can go into the archives and wop. You know what I'm saying? Listen to any of the old past shows from Hood Talk Radio from 4 years all the way up until tonight. So check that out. And y'all keep that shit grinding. Don't be trying to stay up all night, my niggas, in the coochie. And you know you got to go to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass to work. Get that job paid for that charger with the 28s on it. And, you know, you got your income tax check 2 years ago. You got that down payment. And then last year you got that shit in black with the wheels on it. And this year you got your sound. I'm sorry, my son, nigga. But what I'm saying is, man, you pick that motherfucker up at the bus stop, dog. You know what I'm saying? Her name's Shanika and everything. She cute as shit. But you didn't notice the book bag. So making sure you have ID, you know what I'm saying? If she ain't got no ID, man, you know, hey, after you meet her mama. If the bitch won't give you her ID, be like, when you going to let me meet your mama? If you know what she going to do, she going to take you to meet her mama, or she going to run the fuck away from your ass because she knows she's too young to be fucking with you. And if you want to meet her mama going to knock her down the stairs because she out here being fast fucking with grown niggas.
Hey, put that tax money on the baby's college funds, man.
Yeah.
Send the babies to school, man.
Yep. And believe it or not, send them to school to learn what is money. No. See, we had got educated in the principles of money and how to use it, okay, in its true definition. There wouldn't be no hungry motherfuckers right now. If I could learn something about how to use money, and I could teach you, especially if it worked for me, I could teach you, and I guarantee you, if it worked for my black ass, it'll work for you too, because we got the same ambitious mind. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to take ambition and turn that into a craft, because ambition will open up doors that you never thought was there.
Most stuff.
You know what I'm saying? To if you feel like, shit, I'm getting ready to turn this business, man, into a cash cow, all the opportunity to do that will come forth. I said this out loud. I said, you know what? By the end of the summer, I'm going to have 10 gigs. 10 gigs! And DJ this summer. I wasn't DJing last summer that much. This year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill them. I said, I'm going to do 10 gigs this summer, just backyard parties and bullshit like that alone. 10. All right,
start off with the lady.
All right, that's cool. Let me work on y'all shit first. Everybody keep saying, work on your mix shit first. Work on your other. I can do two things at one time. It's all good. But the thing is, what I'm saying is this. Don't forget about going around that corner. So you can open up a lollipop stand around the corner while you're selling popsicles right here on the open. Motherfuckers like, oh, that's your lollipop stand over there, too? Yeah. And just because they can buy a nice, cold motherfucking lollipop from you in the summertime, they can go around the corner and satisfy their kids and buy that motherfucking, you know, popsicle. So, hey, don't forget to educate your mind on how to use the money that you earn. Because if you don't, you're just going to spend it. See, it's easy to flip money, but it's harder to save. See, if you can discipline yourself to say, I'm going to take this $500 and I'm going to invest it. You know what I'm saying? And you take that $500, I don't give a fuck how hard it is. I can't touch it because that's my seed money. You plant that seed, it will grow.
Watch it grow.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn my ambitions to a studio.
And just all you got to do now is water it like Apollos. God make it grow. Yeah. See, you know, God make things grow, man. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just make sure you're doing everything according to what you believe his plan for you is. And if it's in tune with his plan, it's going to happen.
Real shit, though, I fuck with it, man. I go into the nigga.
That's right.
New life grew. Many sponsors, man. I overdrive. You know, nigga that pushed me forward. You know, that's why I like to run around. Nigga, you push, not nigga just.
Going down,
you know
what
I'm
saying?
Right.
You know? Nigga right here, doing the same. It's like, I like doing normal things. I like getting my ass off here with stuff. I'm going to be homie, fucking on catching the bus, riding the bike, walking, talking, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Going to get out there. Just, I mean, basically, making myself up, talk to me, the person like that. Hey, Max, I met this nigga with a skateboard, man. with a refrigerator on his back, man. I've never seen nothing like it, man. I knew the nigga was hungry.
I ain't gonna ever forget this.
He had a fridge on his back, man. I say my little nigga hungry, man. And he's been putting on for the team ever since, man.
That's real shit right there. If you know what fuckers you are there. Hell yeah, man. So y'all heard that shit. This is worldwide broadcast, so.
Come on,
yeah. if the motherfucking China letting the people listen to this talk radio right now, they definitely, you know what I'm saying? So thank y'all very much, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank Playboy One and Overdrive, Eastside, Team Takeover, you know what I'm saying? Lady Hood Stars. I want to thank everybody out there that's been listening to me tonight. This is your boy, E-Max the Image. And I am down to my last few seconds, and I want to send all my love out to you. Open your mind. Research your pineal gland and find out what it's for. Do some research on what we call chakras. We all have them. And it determines what colors you are connected to, which one will radiate, and which one will vibrate, and which part of your life and your existence will be illuminated. All right? Y'all know what it is, man. We'll be back Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio, 8 o'clock. It's your boy, E-Max the Image.
Hey.
Overdrive.
Overdrivemovement.com, baby.
And we out.